Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Conservative candidate Philip Lawrence says a decade of mismanagement by the Liberals have created lost opportunities for Northumberland Clark. He says he wants to restore life to the way it was, where housing was affordable and the economy was producing jobs. He spoke with me about his ambitions for a third term as MP.
I got into this because I just saw the direction that Canada was going in. And quite frankly, over the last 5 years, that direction has gotten more challenging, right? We've seen crime go up. We've seen the economy go down. We've seen the cost of living spike. Canadians out there, and my neighbors, quite frankly, are struggling. And that's why I'm in this, to make that struggle, to reduce that struggle, make life like it was 10 years ago, where housing was affordable, the economy was stronger, we can get resources to market, and make a stronger Northumberland Clark.
You're kind of listing some provincial portfolios here, a little bit on the crime side, a little bit on the housing side.
Yeah.
How do you build on housing? How do you build the economy? I mean, we got to talk local here, but how do you do that?
Yeah, no, great question. So one of it is, and you pointed to it, which is great. We have a great MPP in David Piccini, and part of it is having those relationships. In 5 years, I've been able to develop some very strong relationships with our member of provincial parliament, of course, our mayors and our councillors, and it's those type of connections. Really, a lot of those relationships were actually forged during COVID, of course, a very difficult time, but it was a time when we came together and had the opportunity to work with many great people across our riding for the betterment of our community. And when you talk about housing or the economy, obviously those are huge files. But housing, we've got our full housing plan, which is online. Recommend you check it out. Simply Google Conservative Party or Pierre Poilievre or Philip Lawrence. You'll get there quickly. There's a couple of key planks to it. Number one, there are some areas where you can't build houses, and no from municipalities a perfectly acceptable answer. What isn't an acceptable answer is a year-long, 18 months, 24-month delay on a building permit. And so what a conservative government will do is say, you know what, X municipality, you're doing a great job. You're getting those building permits out the door in weeks instead of months there. You deserve extra funding because you're doing a great job, and to expedite it even further. For those municipalities that are holding us behind, that are part of the reason, unfortunately, why Gen Z, a lot of them, have given up the whole idea of home ownership, we're going to reduce their funding because we need them to have those building permits released. Secondly, another key plank is with respect to new homes. We're going to take the GST off of the construction of new homes. For the average house, I think the price here now in Northumberland, unbelievable, is $800,000 to $900,000. So around that, a GST rebate would save you about $40,000, right? So that's real cash. That's really reducing the amount of cost. And then you talk about the economy, right? So we're in a bad situation, right? So we're amongst the lowest performer in economic growth. In fact, our GDP per capita, which is our standard of living, people will say, this is like there was COVID, there was worldwide, blah, blah, blah. The reality is that Canada is a standout for being a bad performer economically. How do we get things? Well, you know what? Ultimately, the solution won't come from Ottawa. Where it will come from is from all the great businesses in Northumberland Clark and from coast to coast. We just need government to get out of the way. We need to reduce their taxes. We need to deregulate. And perhaps most importantly, we need to make sure that we can have business flow in our community from our natural resources. We've had these radical environmentalists, these keep in the grounders, that have prevented us from realizing our own prosperity and our own wealth. You go, last I checked, Phil, there's no oil rigs in Northumberland, and that's very much true. But we have so much manufacturing otherwise potential from having our resources developed, right? So because if you build pipelines, you need steel. We can make steel here in Northumberland. You need other manufacturing and tertiary equipment that will be useful going forward. So we'll develop our economy, we'll grow the economy, we'll get government out of the way so the people of Northumberland Clark can be successful.
But it appears that the government needs to get in the way. The Trump tariffs, 25% on the auto sector. Oil is now curbing down, like, what, $60 a barrel now. Mm-hmm. So it appears the government's going to have to play a role in either spurring the economy, investing more. what's the plan for you guys to address the tariffs?
Yeah, thanks very much. It's a very pressing question. And having now knocked close to 20,000 doors, something that's come up over and over again. The reality is, whether it is Pierre Poilievre or anyone else, they're going to have a difficult time negotiating with Donald Trump. Let's just call a spade a spade. But ultimately, what will speak loud, what will speak volumes is our own position. Over the last 10 years, we've been weakened economically. I just went through that. If we can strengthen our economy, we can then negotiate from a place of strength. We can show any external threat. Like, if you're stronger, whatever the external threat, whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be COVID, whether it be the 2008 crisis, you're in a much better position to deal with it if you've got a growing, strong, thriving economy, which I am 110% confident underneath a conservative government we will have once again.
So then your strengths, we're talking, the U.S. is talking recession, entering a bear market already. Mm-hmm. What's the strength that your leader and your party has over Mr. Carney and the Liberals?
Yeah, and so we have seen over the last 10 years a pattern of economic weakness, right? So how are we going to diverge from that? How are we going to get Canada back on track for real change? Well, one, we're going to make sure that we repeal Bill C-69, which will allow pipelines to be built, which will allow us to get our goods to market, our energy to market. We are going to reduce taxes on individuals. Seniors can earn up to $35,000 tax-free. So we're going to get energy to market. We're going to diversify our trade. We are going to reduce taxes, and we're going to deregulate. One of the great proposals we've put in place is that for every new regulation that goes on the books, we're going to remove two. And there are all sorts of wild regulations out there, like the governing of how you ride a horse through a national park. And so we need to make sure that we have regulations that make sense. There are great regulations, but we don't need 30,000 pages of them.
Now, you're talking about a lot of national stuff. Let's bring it back to Northumberland Clark. What haven't you done that you want to accomplish in this riding?
Yeah, so that's great. So, you know what, I have been in opposition for 5 years. What I'm really looking forward to is hopefully, if we are honored and privileged enough to form government, to be able to work with a new Pierre Poilievre government to deliver things like bringing down the cost of housing in our community through strong fiscal management nationally. I want to work also to get Via Train, which we got back after they pulled it, thanks to some strong efforts from our community and with an assist from myself and David Piccini, but we want to make sure that train comes in all the time, and so we have a greater connection to the GTA, because there are so many people who moved here, I think we have the best quality of life anywhere in Canada, but who need to either, like I had one lady who has to go to chemo in Toronto every couple of weeks or even more frequently, and having the train not be on time is a serious issue because that means she couldn't get her chemo, and so we've gone part of the route, but we need to go the rest of the way and make sure that we have reliable transit to the GTA. So we need affordable housing, we need a strong economy, and we need to also lower crime. We've seen, unfortunately, over the last 10 years a spike in crime in our community, and we need to get that back under control.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.